Blessings and welcome to the path to freedom, this beautiful path, this magnificent path that we get to walk, where we get to set ourselves free. There's a bird outside my window, right outside. It's looking right at me. This beautiful path where we get to stay in joy. Where we get to stay in love, where we get to stay in peace, where we get to stay in harmony and wholeness, regardless of conditions and circumstances, regardless of what is going on around us, what is happening within us. So this is about us cultivating a way of life. This is about us consciously and actively choosing to be, to be the joy, to be the harmony, to be the love, to be the joy, the wholeness, the abundance. So this is a beautiful path, and I'm very grateful that I get to walk it. I'm very grateful that I get to walk it with you, that we get to walk it together, that you're choosing to tune in, that you're willing to do this work at a time when and where it is much, much needed. So thank you for being here. The topic for today is why it's not at all important. Why? Is not at all important. So we're post the US election, and I'm getting quite a lot of questions as to why. Why was Mr. Trump once again elected president? And while I absolutely get that the mind needs to ask these questions, and I absolutely get that a lot of people are asking this question, the real question, the important question, is not why is it happening, because it is. This is what is. It doesn't matter why it happened. It doesn't matter why anything happened. The real important thing, because we... Let me finish what I was about to say. And I was not asking you for permission. I was asking myself for permission. So the important thing is to accept that which is. Not dwell on it, not regurgitate it, not complain about it, but ask the question, now what? So this is what is. What will I choose from here? Where will I go from here? What will be my direction from this point on? How will I show up in the world from this point on? Because this is what is. I cannot change that which is. We cannot change that which is. That which has happened has already happened, right? So this is obviously about the pillar of unconditional trust and surrender, where we get to steep ourselves in. The key word here is unconditional trust and surrendering, which simply means that regardless of what is going on, regardless of what is happening, we need to steep ourselves in trusting the benevolence, in trusting the allness, in trusting the perfection of spirit. Because the truth is that we may ask the question why, and we may begin to catch answers, because whatever question we ask, the universe will always provide answers. Only some of these answers aren't necessarily serving us. Some of these answers aren't necessarily benefiting us. So we need to be mindful and discernful as to what questions we're asking. If we ask the question why, the answers to that question will be revealed to us, and we may go back to our childhood, we may go back to everything that is bad and wrong on the surface of our societies, in the world, on the planet. We may go back generations to find answers. And the more we ask the question why, the deeper we will go into the condition of the human consciousness, be it on a global scale, a collective scale, an individual scale, from a local sense or level. And while learning about the reasons as to some of the reasons, because we will never know the full scope of reasons. We will never fully know why anything happens, because so many things are happening behind the scenes and beyond our ability to perceive and, you know, there's so many things going on at play that are at play at the same time, kind of like a cobweb or a spider web. It doesn't just have the one knot, but every single knot in that cobweb is connected with every other knot, with every aspect, with every part of that cobweb. And so it is with all of us, as there is only one of us, there is only the one whole. Even this most seemingly insignificant event has ramifications way, way, way beyond anything that we can ever perceive or believe or know, right? This was a sidetrack, and this sidetrack completely moved me off track. So I have no idea what we were talking about. But what I want to come back to, oh yes, it may be interesting to know, to find out about the reasons, but it is not important. The important thing is mining the good, finding ways to have the lessons be revealed to us. As this event, whatever the event may be, as this circumstance, whatever the circumstance may be, as this condition, whatever the condition may be, whatever the experience, whatever it may be, there's always a gift and a blessing of transformation in there. There's always a lesson for us. There's always that invitation for us to release and let go of something small and limited so that something new and expanded may emerge. And so as we're now seeing Mr. Trump taking office once again, the question is not why, but the question is, what is here for me? What is mine to do now? If I want to see a just world, if I want to see a world where all needs are met, a world where everybody's treated fairly, a world that is not building walls, their walls are being torn down, a world that is more united, that is more as one, what is my part to play in this? How can I serve that world? What action do I need to take? How can I be an exemplar of that world? How can I midwife that world? Not what someone else is doing or not doing. That's irrelevant. But how are we showing up? What are we choosing? Where are we turning our attention? Are we turning our attention toward all the seeming doom and gloom, all the worst case scenarios, toward the worst thing that can happen during this 4-year term, during the coming 4 years? Or are we turning our attention toward the possibilities that are here, the opportunities that are here? Are we turning our attention toward the good that we wish to experience? So the question is not, why is this happening? The question is, why, excuse me, now what? Or what now? And we want to bring that question home to us so that we don't just sit around looking, waiting for something good to happen, but so that we actively and consciously are participating in the good that is happening. So now what? What now? Where will I go from here? How can I up-level myself? How can I shine, glow, and soar beyond what I've shown and glown and soared before? Because this is not the time for us to be passive observers. This is not the time for us to sit around and just wait to see what happens. This is the time for us to really get up, get off our butts, and begin to make a change, which doesn't mean that we need to make a large change. But we need to take a stand. That's perhaps a better word. We need to take a stand for what it is that we wish to experience. And this is regardless of whether or not the challenge is great and mighty, or whether it is minuscule, What is the good that we wish to experience, and how can we serve that good? Oh, that's great. Let us come back to that after the breathing. Let me just remind myself. What is the good that we wish to experience, and how can we serve that good? Before we go there, let's have a moment of resetting, reclaiming our minds, lifting our vibration, expanding our consciousness. So I invite us to close our eyes. I invite us to put a smile on our face. Even in the midst of this, we can still smile. And let us take a conscious, deep breath, breathing in. And releasing. Another deep breath in. And releasing. And please feel free to repeat after me, say with me out loud if you will. All is well. Something wonderful is happening. Everything is working for my highest good. For the highest good. Perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. And see, that's how simple it is to raise our vibration, to expand our consciousness, to reclaim our sanity, to release being hijacked, held captive, held hostage by fears, worries, doubts. Coming back to the nowness of this moment, practicing the presence, which is another pillar of freedom. So let us go back, let us circle back to those words that came through just before taking these deep breaths. How can I serve the good that I wish to experience? Because the good that we wish to experience, the vision, the intention, the dream, the goal that we may have for ourselves, for our lives, for the planet, for the world, we haven't caught them for them to serve us. Yes, we may wish more peace, we may wish more abundance, we may wish greater health, but they are not standing in service to us, that vision, that dream, that goal. But we are standing in service to these. Meaning, what does this mean? It simply means that for expansion to happen, we need to be the expanded and expanding conduits. For something new to come into our experience, we need to allow that new to come into our experience. And allowing something new to come into our experience, the only thing for that new to come into our experience is when we release and let go of the small and the limited. Something new cannot come through something old. Yes, it emerges from that which has been. But just like the caterpillar needs to dissolve for the butterfly to emerge, and some lobsters shed their shells or their armor so that they can continue to grow, the seed that is planted in the ground, it needs to be cracked open. It cannot sustain its seed, not seedlingness. It cannot sustain and perpetuate its state of being a seed, or there will be no expansion. But there needs to be a cracking open. There needs to be a dissolution of something, a releasing, letting go of something. So us be standing in service of the good that we wish to experience, the world that we wish to experience, it means that we need to be that world. We need to be it before we see it. We need to take on the feeling tone that it is already here before we see it. We need to stay in the higher vibrations of gratitude and joy and harmony and wholeness. And then and only then will the universe rise up and meet us there. Then and only then will our experiences begin to shift and alter. As these beautiful principles of transformation remind us, first of all, that if we want anything to change, we need to change. Secondly, unless we change, nothing is ever going to change. And thirdly, when we begin to change, everything begins to change. So, in order to mine the good that is now being revealed, the gift and the blessing of transformation that we're now being invited to unravel, we need to change. Holding on to the same old fears, worries, complaints, ways of being, ways of moving through life. Holding on to these, this is not being in service. This is not standing in service to the new. This is not midwifing the new. It is holding on. It is sustaining, perpetuating the old. So for the new to emerge, we need to do some sometimes serious inner work. And the greater the new, the more serious inner work we are being called to do. Hello, little birdie. Which reminds me that we're all free as that bird, as these birds. It seems like a family of little birds. But we're all free like them. They may, and I'll never forget an experience I had a couple of years ago. I think it was a couple of years ago. I was sitting on the deck of a previous house, looking out over the fields, and I saw this bird come flying across the fields, and all of a sudden, what seemed to me as all of a sudden, it just took off in a completely new direction. And it was such a beautiful reminder to me that in every single moment, just as that bird just decided to just change its trajectory, to change its flight, so do we in any given moment, every single moment, have the ability to make a new choice, to up-level ourselves, to begin moving in a new direction. So it doesn't matter how long we may have moving in a particular direction, the moment we make a new choice, that is the moment that is the starting point for a completely new life, a completely new iteration of ourselves, a completely new version of ourselves, a completely new experience. But we need to make that choice. Just as that bird made the choice to take off in a new direction, we can make this choice. So yes, things are swirling in the world. Things are turbulent. Things are challenging. Unknowns. Lots of unknowns. But unless we choose to stay in the higher vibration of joy and harmony and love and peace, unless we choose to be the forerunners, the emissaries of these, living, shining, glowing examples of these, a just and loving and kind world is what we wish to experience. Unless we choose that world before we see it, that world is not going to come into our awareness. And when enough of us choose from love, choose from peace, choose from kindness, choose from compassion, choose from trust, when enough of us raise our vibration and expand our consciousness, that will spill over on the collective human consciousness. The whole human race will be uplifted just because enough of us are choosing to not get bogged down in fear, to not truck with lack, scarcity, separation. So we need to do it. I don't even remember the topic for today. Something about why. Why it's not at all important or something like that. But what is important is what now? Now what? Now that this is what is, now what? What will we choose from here? Where will we go from here? who will we be from now on? Those are the important questions. And as we've been given the beautiful mind of ours, free will, reflective consciousness, the ability to think independently of anything, we get to choose. We get to choose now what? We get to choose what now? We get to choose where to go from here and who to be from now on. No one is stopping us. Nothing is stopping us other than our beliefs and limitations. The limitations, really, that we impose upon ourselves. The limitations bespeaking of why it cannot be done, why we cannot do it. All these kind of stories and beliefs. But once we shatter these, once we go beyond these, transcend these, there's nothing stopping us. Nothing. We are all free as that bird to take off in whichever direction we wish to at any given moment. And now really is the time for us to really make a stand, take a stand. So let us take another couple of deep breaths, resetting ourselves, reclaiming our minds, reclaiming our sanity. So I invite us to close our eyes. I invite us to put a smile on our face. Take that first deep breath, breathing in. And releasing. Another deep breath in. And releasing. Let us repeat after me. I invite you to repeat after me. I'm taking mighty stand for the world that I wish to see. I'm not a victim to circumstances. I'm not bogged down in anything. I'm a divine being of light and love. And I get to choose my experience. I'm choosing a beautiful experience. And it is starting now. So that is the invitation for us to release the question or the mental activity centering around trying to figure out why something is happening. To reclaim our minds, to reclaim our sanity, and instead begin to ask, what now? Where do I go from here? How can I serve the next iteration of myself? How can I stand in service to the dreams, the visions, the intentions that I have for my life? And as we ask these questions over and over and over again, we will be guided and moved and led in such a beautiful and magnificent and powerful way. So thank you so much for tuning in, for participating. As always, I bless our days, and I bless our ways, or days. Until we meet again, and feel free to say these words and affirmations with me. I know that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for my highest good, for the highest good, and that perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. With much love, many blessings. Namaste.